This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. Lincoln hated Thomas Jefferson as a man. Now, that is a quote from Lincoln's longtime law partner, and it was re-quoted recently in the New York Times by a renowned historian. It gets worse. Lincoln hated Jefferson as a man and, quote, as a politician, unquote, and felt that his relationship with his slave, Sally Heming, to be, quote, unquote, repulsive. Well, is that so much for with malice towards none and charity for all, and let us judge not that we be not judged? Is nothing sacred, not even Thomas Jefferson? Jefferson, to whom Lincoln also said all honor should be given, and who wrote the very axioms of American freedom, in Lincoln's view, in the Declaration of Independence. So yes, some things are sacred. And both Lincoln and Jefferson would agree to that, and even agree on many of the same things, such as freedom and equality and the vital importance of the people to democracy. But while some things are sacred, that does not mean that they are simple. Sacred doesn't require simple. In fact, often, sacred assumes complexity. And so, what we have here is something that is sacred and complicated. That something is democracy. What makes democracy sacred is that it is based on the divine-given worth and right of the individual person. In democracy, though the word is not always used, the individual embodies the holy. A person is the idea of the holy. And then what makes democracy complicated is the makeup of individuals. We are not simple. We almost always include at least two things that really don't get along with each other. And so on the one hand, we have the simple and sacred truth, one human life is sacred. Democracy doesn't mean anything if it doesn't affirm that enlightenment and religious idea. But on the other hand, democracy includes within its system of government many complicated pairs of opposites. For example, Lincoln believed in banks and money. Jefferson believed in land and farming. Now, we know American democracy is big enough to include banks and money, commerce, as well as land and farming, agriculture. And there are times when those two opposite values crash and almost burn against each other, commerce and agriculture. In our time, genetically modified foods is a good example of agriculture and commercial culture colliding. In early American times, Lincoln's idea of a national bank with federal money for railroads would have been a nightmare to Jefferson's idea of a republic of small yeoman farmers. And one of Jefferson's commercial ideas was a nightmare for Lincoln. He hated the idea of people as slaves bought with money. So the truth is, it's all pretty complicated. In democracy, when the difficult decisions are made, they're not made between good and evil, but between the balancing of worthy and opposite ideals. We have two heroes here, then, Lincoln and Jefferson, not because they loved each other so much, although Lincoln did, and Jefferson would have, but because we can love them both, even when they disagree with each other. We are complicated enough to do that, and sacred. And so we can be lighted down by two lights, Jefferson and Lincoln, even to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.